Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. We're celebrating dads on this edition of Harmonia. We'll feature traditional music from Scotland and medieval music from the region around the Rhine River, plus a featured release of Tudor and Jacobean music by the ensembles Stile Antico and Fretwork. What does all of this have to do with fathers? Stay tuned and find out. Let's take a quick look back in time to the year 1529. The first half of the 16th century saw an upheaval in the religious world, and the year 1529 was no different. In this year, the Flensburg Disputation, a theological debate between Lutherans and the Danish Anabaptists, took place in the German city of Flensburg. The Edict of Worms, originally decreed in 1521, was reinstated at the Diet of Speyer in 1529, declaring Martin Luther a heretic and calling on any city or state to bring him before Emperor Charles V for prosecution. In 1529, England, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey had set up a court to decide on the legality of Henry VIII's marriage to his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. This was one of many events that would lead to a religious reformation in England. Wolsey eventually ruled against Henry's request for an annulment and lost his position of Lord Chancellor to Thomas More. Additionally, the English Reformation Parliament would convene for the first time in 1529 and would ultimately pass legislation leading to the English Reformation. In Italy, Cardinal Pietro Bembo became the historiographer of Venice in 1529. Bembo played an important role in the development of Italian as a literary language, and he did so in part by reviving the sonnets of the 14th century poet Petrarch. Many madrigals composed in the 16th century used Petrarch's words. French composer and priest Clément Jeannequin found himself unemployed in 1529 after the death of his patron, Jean de Foix, the bishop of Bordeaux. Jeannequin later found work in Angers, where his brother also lived. Jeannequin went on to achieve incredible popularity during his lifetime and is well known for his influence in the development of the Parisian chanson. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1529. I'm Angela Mariani. You can find more about the people, events, and music from this era online in our blog section, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books, in our gift store at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Even though Father's Day is a recent invention, we thought it would be fun to explore early music by drawing inspiration from popular gift ideas for good old Dad. So, what do you give a dad who has everything? You can't go wrong with something related to his favorite sport, and one activity many fathers enjoy in their spare time is golf. Sports similar to golf date back to ancient times, and while there is some debate, many historians consider Scotland the birthplace of modern golf. This claim largely rests on a Scottish Act of Parliament in 1457, in which King James II banned soccer and, quote, the golf, because they were distracting folks from learning defensive skills like archery. Nowadays, some of the most famous golf courses in Europe reside in the Scottish town of St. Andrews, a town also known for the discovery of a 13th century manuscript of music. We heard sacred music from medieval St. Andrews, performed by the ensemble Redbird, from their recording A Scottish Lady Mass. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Another popular gift idea for many fathers is tools, including hammers. The motet in Hydraulis by Antoine Bunois makes reference to hammers, though not the kind used for building treehouses. The text speaks of the Greek mathematician Pythagoras as he discovered the foundational ratios of music by hearing pitches produced by differently weighted hammer strikes. The Clarks Group performed the motet In Hydraulis by Renaissance composer Antoine Brunois. Brunois' motet also paid homage to his teacher Johannes Ockeghem, who may also be considered a father of early music. Ockeghem was very influential in the Renaissance, having taught, in addition to Brunois, many prominent composers, including Josquin des Prez and Jacob Obrecht. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're honoring fathers this hour on Harmonia. Another popular Father's Day gift is cologne, though it doesn't translate very well over the radio. Thankfully, we're using cologne as a play on words, relating it to the German city and to a collection of German and Latin songs from the region around the Rhine River, now found in a manuscript held in Britain known as the Cambridge Songs. This stunning collection of lyric song inspired Benjamin Bagby and the ensemble Sequentia to reconstruct and record some of these songs, which Bagby suggests may have been the repertoire of an anonymous Rhineland harper.
Rubite et partis is megum ostibus. Dices y bella premunta vos cult, vos es moca signa secuntur. Tantus dubis clavo basim, oritur et minibus tentum, Theotones imisentur. Palsit sedum, plures cadum, frangus istat, patus fugit. Vulgus ex sangue unis obstat, licus rumen sanguine Danubio, cladem partica vos tendebat. Parva manus esis partis, ante et posse pedictor, comune punctis movens lutum, nolen regnum, optimus hereditans mores nio dormilit. Adolescens post lucoto imperavi mutis anis, Caesar
we heard Sequencia perform Latin songs from a CD called Lost Songs of a Rhineland Harper. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording brings us home. On the CD Tune Thy Music to Thy Heart, ensembles Stile Antico and Fretwork collaborated to record devotional music intended for performance in the home, focusing on music by English composers during the rule of the Tudor and Jacobean families.
Thank you.
Songs from the English Renaissance performed by Stile Antico and Fretwork from their first collaborative album, Tune Thy Music to Thy Heart. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any aspect of this program. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Anna Pranger. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, Janelle Davis, Anna Coogan, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Carrie Boyce is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.